Welcome to Nobody Told Me.
I'm Laura Owens.
And I'm Jan Black.
And we've wanted to talk with our guest on this episode, Martha Beck, for a very, very long time. We're huge fans. She's the best-selling author and Harvard-trained sociologist known as Oprah Winfrey's life coach. The work she's probably best known for is about following your gut instinct instead of being led by societal expectations.
Among other things, Martha's been a monthly contributor to O, the Oprah magazine, and she's written 9 nonfiction books and 1 novel. Her newest book is called The Way of Integrity, Finding the Path to Your True Self. Martha, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You write that integrity is the cure for unhappiness, period. What do you mean by that? I mean, that's such a simple sentence, and it obviously has a lot of wisdom in it.
Well, it has a lot of audacity. I mean, if I said something that, you know, made a blanket statement like that in graduate school, they would have taken me out back and shot me. Because you have to be able to back up your claims. But I've been looking at human suffering for my whole life, but really looking at it for 30 years. And I realized that integrity doesn't mean to me that you're being morally righteous. It means that you're in one piece. That's what it literally means. An airplane that's in structural integrity can fly because every part of it is working together. And if it loses integrity, it crashes, right? Mm-hmm. And so, as you said in the little introduction, my whole career has been about helping people not abandon their true selves. Well, actually, everyone abandons their true selves. And because we're all socialized to act the way people want us to, and that's not always exactly what an expression of our real nature. So we all, by the time we've learned to talk, have sort of divided from ourselves. We're acting happier or sweeter or tougher or whatever it is that we're supposed to act for other people than we really are. And that means we're not in one piece, integrity. We're in two pieces, duplicity. And the pain of psychological suffering, I have found in thousands, tens of thousands of hours of coaching, is a separation from one's true self. It's really not about what's happening around you. It's the sense of being split from your own soul, your own essence. That's where suffering comes from.
Yeah. And in your own story, when you were 29, it seemed like everything changed and you decided not to tell a lie for the entire year, which, you know, a lot of us don't consider ourselves liars, but I think from time to time, there's a white lie or two, but I know that cost you some friendships and relationships.
Yeah.
Gosh, that seems like a crazy year. So what happened and how did you feel like integrity helped you actually become whole, even though you lost so much?
Yeah, I was coming off a really interesting experience where I'd had my second child was prenatally diagnosed with Down syndrome, and I'd had to make this decision really late in pregnancy whether or not to terminate. And I'd chosen not to, even though I'm very pro-choice. And that I had taken a big step outside of my culture. And I would walk around Harvard, I'd look at people and I'd think, yes, they're really smart, but are they actually that happy? You know, can a person without that intellect be happy? And they didn't seem to be that happy. So I became obsessed with what it takes to be happy, what it takes to experience joy, because I wasn't experiencing it. And I tried everything I could. And finally I said, okay, all these different traditions say the truth will set you free. All right, then. I'm not going to tell a lie for a full calendar year and just see what happens. Mm-hmm. And halfway through the year, I went into therapy and the therapist told me my biggest problem was that I keep my New Year's resolutions. Because almost immediately I found that I had been raised in a religion that I didn't believe in. And it didn't feel like integrity to stay in it. If you leave a very intense religion like that, a life world religion where the whole community revolves around it, you also lose the people in your life. It's considered a sin worse than murder and you're cast out psychologically. So I lost my family of origin. I lost all the friends that I'd had in high school growing up in this very Mormon community. I realized that I didn't like my job and I didn't like academia. I was a professor at the time, tenure track, gave up my job, gave up my profession. Then I had to basically flee because I was living in Utah. So I fled the state, you know, gave up my home physically and realized I was gay. So there went my marriage. Which was good because he was gay too. And so it was balanced that way, but, but neither one of us was happy being out of integrity with that. We'd just been socialized to think we were straight. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a big, big, big year for loss. And at the same time, for the first time in my life, I began to experience genuine happiness, and it made no sense because I was grieving intensely all these losses, but there was a sense of solidity and health. And I'd been chronically ill for 12 years, and I started to physically heal from things doctors said were incurable. And that's when it all started. And ever since, I've been taking integrity cleanses, is what I call them, where I don't tell any lies at all for, you know, a period of time. And I think I'm 5 years into my current one. Don't do it perfectly, but I do it as well as I do it pretty well.
So if somebody says, how do I look, and you don't think they actually look good, what would you say?
I would say you are beautiful, because
okay,
they are.
Good.
They absolutely
okay.
are.
I like that. Okay.
And the thing is, if I said something like, I think you better clean up, it would be me bowing to culture again, because everybody's beautiful outside of a cultural context.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
So it's actually more truthful. That's what you find out, is that the truth, ultimately, a lie can never be kind, and the truth can never be unkind. You can frame them in ways that hurt, the truth in ways that hurt, but actually the truth is always love. That's what it comes down to. And to say something in love never harms. But you can do it wrong. I've done it wrong. I've learned a lot.
Along those lines, you advise people to tell the truth about how lost they are. Who should they tell, and why does it help?
The first person you should tell is yourself. So this book, The Way of Integrity, is designed to be used by someone who's alone in a room with nobody to help. And at some points I say, for example, if you come up with a trauma, please call a trauma therapist or somebody, because you shouldn't be just alone with a book at that point. But the very first thing I say will start bringing you into full integrity is to say the truth about what you're feeling. And very often, if you're off course at all, it's, I don't feel really comfortable. In fact, sometimes people feel lost. Sometimes people feel alone. Sometimes people feel like they have no purpose. And it's a deep, deep wound that they're carrying with them. But we tend not to think about it or talk about it. And just to say it to yourself in a room by yourself, you'll feel this incredible weight lifting. Not weightlifting like in lifting weights, but you'll feel
like a burden. Yes. A burden is
A burden will come off your whole body and soul, because the body actually hates to lie. That's why I was sick all those years. I wasn't telling deliberate lies. I was just not living by the way of my true nature, and my body hated that. And there's lots of evidence to show that when we lie or keep secrets, our bodies immediately start to weaken and get sicker. So you'll feel a literal lifting physically when you say the truth about how you're really feeling.
We thank you for being part of our Nobody Told Me family of listeners. And in just a minute, we'll tell you about a special offer for our listeners from our sponsor, Ritual.
Ritual makes a great product called Symbiotic Plus. We love it, and we think that you might too. You may have heard us talk about it before. It's our daily 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic, designed to help support a balanced gut microbiome.
If your gut's telling you it needs a little support, Ritual has your back. With Ritual Symbiotic Plus, you get two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional digestive discomforts like bloating, gas, and diarrhea.
Why include a postbiotic? Well, it provides fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining and supports a healthy gut barrier. Symbiotic Plus comes in a delayed release capsule that's designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract for delivery to the colon, an ideal place for probiotics to grow and thrive.
Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. It's time to listen to your gut. Ritual is offering our Nobody Told Me listeners 10% off during your first 3 months.
Visit ritual.com/NTM to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
All you have to do is visit ritual.com/NTM to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Visit ritual.com/NTM to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
Something that you have said sticks with me, and I think about it all the time in terms of my own mental well-being. You say that the universe will send you teachers if you ask for help and will never say no, but it will not say yes just because we're desperate for it to. How do we even know what the difference is between which place we're asking it from?
It's not just teachers. I really believe everything we ask for from our hearts is immediately granted to us, but we don't always get it right away. So you can know what you're asking for and whether it's really from your true self or not by using a little wordplay. So I often say to people, what do you want? What would you like to accomplish in your life? What would you like to achieve? And they'll say, I'd like to build my company this much. I'd like to have this income. I want to have a nicer house. You know, I want a love relationship. And then I'll say, okay, when you're in bed at night and you wake up and it's all quiet, what do you yearn for? And then it changes. I mean, I don't know if you ask yourself those two questions, if it's different for you, but very often, like when I ask myself, do I really want to be a Harvard professor? I did want it. Yeah. With my mind. But when I said, what do I yearn for? It was peace.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So anything you yearn for is a real request to, I don't know, the universe, and it immediately gets sent to your real address. But the one single thing that I've found makes most people feel centered and like in their truth is the statement, I am meant to live in peace. So if you say that, everybody I've ever asked to say that feels that it's true. Even I've asked murderers to say it, psychopaths, all of us humans know in our cores that we are meant to live in peace. So everything you want is sent to your real home address, which is peace. And if you go into peace, you will find everything you've ever asked for waiting for you there. But if you never go to peace, if you stay in desperation, frantically asking for thing after thing after thing, it can't reach you. The answer is yes, but you won't go to the place where it is.
Yeah.
And then when you calm yourself and find peace, which I believe is when you come into integrity with yourself, actual miracles seem to happen that just bring you things you've asked for that you'd forgotten you even wanted. And there they are. And I've watched this happen with hundreds and hundreds of people.
What typically brings someone to you seeking life coaching?
A sense of purposelessness. That actually, what is my life meant to be? It's even when I'm working in a place that's very impoverished, somewhere in the third world, or people who've undergone horrors like war, their first question is not like, where can I get a hamburger and a warm bed? It's what the heck was that for? It's Viktor Frankl writing Man's Search for Meaning after surviving Auschwitz. Like, what got people through was a sense that there was meaning in their suffering. There was a purpose for their right. lives. And when we lose that, it doesn't matter how much money, fame, relationship, nothing makes you feel on center until you feel that purpose in your core.
What did your son teach you about what achievements meant and what a true, happy, great day really is?
Yeah, my son who has Down syndrome is always in the present. He's always calm. Well, I've seen him not calm two or three times in his entire life. He's 33 wow. now. And what he teaches me is to be that everything that is not here and now is not true. Like if I say, oh my God, I'm going to get old and die and I'll leave him and no one will care for him. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm all in stress, but that's not, I don't know the truth. I don't know the future. All we can know is what we're dealing with here and now. That's all we ever have to cope with, is this here right now. And that's how he lives. And I've watched him. I don't know if it's Down syndrome or if it's just who he is, because I've known people with Down syndrome who are not like this. But he is so centered and so relaxed and confident that life is exactly what it's meant to be. And it's contagious.
Like he has it figured out.
Yeah. One of my friends once says, Adam has angels like a dog has fleas. If you're around him very long, you get them too.
You ask people to drop what doesn't make them happy. Why do you do that? And how do they respond?
Oh, they don't like it. The reason I ask them to, I was a Chinese major as an undergraduate, and I lived in Asia for a while. And there, the belief is not that you're born imperfect and work to get better. It's that you're born perfect, and then illusions cloud your original innocence, your original wisdom, and you have to drop them in order to awaken to your true nature. So one of my favorite Chinese books says, in the pursuit of knowledge, every day something is added. In the way of the mystery, every day something is dropped. So you have to let go of the things that are blocking your peace, that are blocking you from getting to all those things you've ever asked for. And it's generally beliefs like, yeah, I want to go into peace, but not if I have to accept that I may die, you know, not if I have to, for example, get out of a horrible job that's killing me, or, you know, quit a relationship that isn't working. No, I want all that happiness without any sacrifice. So I call it wanting to feel the way integrity feels without doing what integrity does. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of my book, in its first version, I put this sentence, and I think it's in the book somewhere, but much later, because it freaked people out. And that was, if you find your integrity, if you find your true self and align with it, you will have every single thing. It will give you every single thing that could ever make you happy. And it will cost you absolutely everything else. And some people love that, and most people hated it.
Yeah. Well, how do we deal with the repercussions of losing everybody, of taking the chance of losing everybody?
Well, you're only taking the chance of losing what won't make you happy. That's the only proposition here. Not losing everything that makes you unhappy.
So even if that's just a family member that you love, but doesn't agree with your choice
to change
career, you know, I don't know, change whatever.
Yeah, you bet. I've worked with lots and lots, for example, of parents whose children are deeply mired in addiction. And at that point, you have to stop being codependent. You have to stop giving them money and a place to stay, or whatever it is that where you have to draw a boundary, because the addict, and it's not just children, it's anyone who lives with an addict, they can start to ruin your life, and your life can go into the fire of addiction with theirs. And if you are going to come back into your own peace, you have to let go of them and let them follow their own course. And they may leave you. People may leave you if you do what's right for yourself. But then the people you've been yearning for are waiting to fill those spaces. And it's quick, you know?
Right.
If you get into real integrity, it's amazingly fast. It's quite miraculous feeling.
Yeah. And along those lines, you say, if you don't walk your true path, you won't find your true people. I absolutely love that. Tell us more about what the meaning is behind that.
Well, everybody grows up in some kind of culture, your family culture, your religious culture, ethnic culture, national culture, whatever, your army culture, whatever group you're a part of is going to want to keep you in it. And it will socialize you to act like the other people in that group. And if that works for you, terrific. Like, I loved school. I was just made for school. I love books. I'm not particularly sporting. I don't mind sitting around reading and doing math and stuff for a long time. Yeah. So that was great. School culture was great for me. But I now know that there were a whole bunch of people who were in there and who, as they went through academia, were with people they liked less and less, because everybody gets shoved into school. And if your nature doesn't like it, you just have to stay there and adapt, and it's horrible. So you're not going to find your true people in a place that is horrible for you. Maybe you need to go out and like sail the high seas and meet other sailors. So the only way we can gravitate toward the people that are really going to make us happy and really get us is to walk our true path.
We thank you for being part of our Nobody Told Me family of listeners. You know, we always try to tell you about things that will help improve your life. And our sponsor, ZocDoc, is one of those things.
ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. They treat almost every condition under the sun.
You know, it's frustrating to go to a doctor's appointment expecting to be able to fully explain your symptoms, condition, and worries, only to find that the doctor wants to hurry you out of their office.
Instead of listening to you intently, the doctor is checking the clock, but on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. I've used ZocDoc several times to find doctors, and I have never been disappointed. I love how ZocDoc lets you check a doctor's availability and book an appointment as soon as the same day if there's an opening.
Thousands of doctors and medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. ZocDoc helps you find the ones that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want.
When you're not feeling your best and just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up your energy. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule.
Book an appointment with a few taps in their app and start feeling better faster with ZocDoc.
Go to ZocDoc.com/NTM and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
That's ZocDoc.com/NTM. ZocDoc.com/NTM.
If you have a symptom that you'd really like to get checked out, don't put it off anymore.
Just go to ZocDoc.com/NTM and download the ZocDoc app for free.
Unfortunately, you and I share something in common in that we're survivors of abuse. And I was so ashamed of that. And I never wanted anybody to know. And I figured that if I ever told a guy that I had been a victim of violence, that he would run for the hills.
Right.
Once I decided I need to get this out,
yeah,
I found out that the right people that I yearned for, my friends and relationships, romantic relationships, you get the people in your life who actually are supposed to be there and who accept you for who you are. And you just feel like you can take a breath.
Absolutely. And if you've been traumatized by something like that, that is part of the culture that entraps you. And very much that culture says you will put up with this and you will stay silent. And it's one of the strongest socialized behaviors, because it is so layered with shame and so layered with punishment if you come out and tell. When I wrote a book about my own experience, since the perpetrator in my case was my father, and he was very prominent in the Mormon church, I got all kinds of backlash. I got death threats. I got people killed all the plants in my yard. I got threats against my children. They were trying to arrest me and have me put in prison. I mean, it was pretty gnarly, and it was still worth it. Not just because I wanted to tell my story, but because I believed that the religious culture of my childhood was kind of a hotbed for the abuse of women and girls. And I felt like, okay, my truth needs to be out there to balance their story, so that people who may be caught in the middle have a choice, right? Because I didn't know anyone who would speak out when I was a kid. So yeah, I took that chance, and I stopped counting thank you letters at 2,000 of people who said I was in the same situation, and now I can talk about it. So when we do stand up and speak our truth, we not only free ourselves, but as Toni Morrison says, the function of freedom is to free someone else.
Yeah.
What do you think the impact has been of the pandemic on making us find the path to our true selves?
I think, you know, it's caused so much suffering. I've had loved ones who've been ill. I've had loved ones who've lost loved ones. So I can't say it was a great event. But in terms of making people face themselves, it was amazingly gracious. Like it was such a gift. Pascal once famously said that all our misery comes from the fact that we are unable to sit quietly alone in a room. Because when you're sitting quietly alone in a room, all your falsity starts to fall apart and your truth comes rising up and you have to face yourself. And that's terrifying for many people. The pandemic made a lot of people sit quietly alone in a room and all their stuff came up. And you saw it with the whole culture, with the Black Lives Matter movement, these horrible systemic injustices that had been in full swing for at least 500 years. Finally, people got a chance to take a breath and start speaking their truth because things were a bit quiet out there in the culture. They weren't running so fast to keep up and just to pay the rent. They were at home alone in a room and they started to say this, you know, enough of this. And so when George Floyd was murdered, it became a much bigger deal than when a lot of other Black people have been murdered in public and people didn't have the space to talk about it. So it works for us as a society as well as individuals. So I think it was very positive in that way.
Is that kind of what you mean by every suffering is the raw material for its opposite?
Kind of, yeah. I really do believe that if you ask for courage, you get a very, very frightening situation because the only way to develop courage is to feel the fear and do it anyway. If you ask for joy, you're given, like, that was my obsession. And I couldn't understand why things kept happening that made me so darn sad.
Uh-huh. Right. And then you get even more mad at yourself that these great things are happening and you're not happy.
Yeah. So it became my life's work to figure out how to experience joy. And I do believe that it's like a bone heals stronger at the broken place. Whatever your weakness has been, if you find the way to fix it, it's a path to your own integrity. And because it's a path, you can show other people, look, here's a path, one path. There are infinite paths, but here's one. And so you do become able to access in enormous amounts the very thing you thought would elude you forever. So yeah, I believe that every positive thing is made from the raw material of its negative opposite.
You said that writing is your favorite tool for addressing and dissolving your own suffering. Tell us more about that and how we can use that.
Well, just keeping a journal. I started keeping a journal in high school. Our high school English teacher made us all carry around journals. I just learned that in the 19th century, especially in England, people would keep things called a commonplace book. And it wasn't commonplace as in ordinary. It meant that it was the place where all their thinking was put down in a common place. So they'd put down quotes, they put down thoughts, events they'd seen. A lot of people sketched little scientific diagrams and wrote about, this is what Darwin did in the Galapagos Islands. And then they'd go back and they would read them and get all kinds of ideas. And I've actually done that. But the reason I started writing in a journal obsessively and then writing for publication was that it functioned for me like a therapist. Just speaking your truth in the presence of a compassionate witness is 9/10 of what therapy does for anybody. And I was getting a big piece of that by just pouring it all out onto the page. And then when I finally started writing books and people read them, that was my compassionate witness. And it was incredibly healing and still is.
Martha, as you know, our show is called Nobody Told Me. So at the end of each show, we ask our guests, what is your Nobody Told Me lesson? So in your case, what did nobody tell you about integrity that you wish you'd known when you were a child or a teenager? Because it would have maybe made you find that true self, true happiness before you were 29.
Yeah, I wish someone had, and I struggled with this in the book, how to give this to other people. I wish someone had been able to tell me what real alignment with yourself feels like. And I eventually came to say that it was a sense of everything fitting, that aha feeling, but not just in the mind. It's not just a math equation. It's when your mind says, yes, this makes logical sense, but your heart also says, oh yeah, it jumps toward it. There's a falling in love sensation, like, yes, this is right, this is good. Your body actually relaxes and begins to heal in a very tangible way. And your soul, if you believe in the soul, there's a sense of an infinite freedom that comes when you hear a deep truth. So if I just have people say over and over, I am meant to live in peace, I am meant to live in peace, and pretend they believe it for a moment, they'll feel that alignment. And it's like a lock, you know, feeling the tumblers of a lock all clicking into place, click, 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 click. There goes the body relaxes. The soul feels free. The heart yearns forward and loves it. And then the mind goes, yeah, that tracks, bam, that tracks.
Wow.
The mind is actually usually last to the party. Don't put your money where your mind goes. Because it'll be like, but what will your mother say? In your case, it'll be fine. But in most people's case, no. So if your mind goes, but I don't get it, just say, yeah, we'll go do the research. Just, you know, chill. And if people told me that, yeah, I would have been happier.
How can people connect with you on social media and the internet and learn more about your new book and your past books?
It's all on my website, or follow me on Instagram at the Martha Beck. I think that's what it's called. And Facebook and all the other, I think I'm on Twitter. I send things out to another person who puts them on various social media. So social media is not one of my core integrity skills. So if you go to marthabeck.com, you'll find it all there. And the book is on Amazon and roundabout. So
great. Great. And I saw it in Barnes and Noble the other day.
There you go. So happy hunting. I didn't know there were still bookstores in the world.
I know. There are. Yeah, I found one.
Martha, the only one.
Thank you so very much for joining us. This has been an absolute delight. I mean, you're able to put so much wisdom in such a short period of time, and we really appreciate it.
Aww. Thank you. Thank you so much for all the wonderful work you guys are doing in the world. It's so great to see this dynamic duo out doing what you do. So keep it up.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Again, our thanks to Martha Beck, and her latest best-selling book is called The Way of Integrity, Finding the Path to Your True Self. And again, her website is marthabeck.com. I'm Jan Black.
And I'm Laura Owens.
You're listening to Nobody Told Me. Thank you so much for joining us.